I'm John Rothman.
And I'm Mitch Tuckman.
Welcome back to the Retire With More program right here on Talk 910. Now, we have a very special guest, Sally Brandon. She is the person who handles all of those kinds of questions that you're going to call or email about. So I left off with a question. I know what personal hygiene is, but what in the world is portfolio hygiene? Can you answer that for me, Sally?
Sure. Portfolio hygiene is really making sure that every year you take a look at your portfolio and make sure that everything still is appropriate. So have you had any life changes that you need to take care, you know, that you need to take into consideration when you look at how your portfolio is being managed? Your beneficiaries. Now, this is a really important one, John. So think about when you maybe started a retirement account. Hopefully it was in your 20s. And at the time that you put together a retirement account, you have to list beneficiaries. And beneficiaries are those that would receive your account if something were to happen to you. And at that time, it was probably your mom and dad. But as life goes on, changes in your life will occur. You'll get married, maybe have some children, and you'll want to revisit who those beneficiaries are. So every year, it's really important that clients take a look at, well, that we with our clients will do it, but that people in general take a look at their portfolios and make sure, are the beneficiaries still appropriate? And is the asset allocation, the way that the money's being invested, is that still appropriate given where you are in your lifetime?
And you really want to look for pitfalls. For instance, if somebody who's named as a beneficiary dies, you certainly have to make the correction. What about a divorce? What do you do in the case of a divorce?
Well, that too. If you've gone through a recent divorce, chances are your former wife is on your account as the primary beneficiary, and you're going to want to make a change and have your new wife, if you've gotten remarried, be the primary beneficiary, or possibly consider if you haven't gotten remarried and putting your kids there. So, I mean, we had a client recently that had gone through a very similar situation. He had been divorced for many years and had just gotten remarried. And when we got linked to his account, I was able to look inside and see who his beneficiaries were and wanted to make sure that the way he originally registered the account was still appropriate. And sure enough, he had his first wife as the primary beneficiary. And when push comes to shove, whoever you designate as a beneficiary is going to take precedence on who gets your money. So we quickly made that change and put his current wife on the account.
Now, you told us a story about Dale, the sole beneficiary for an elderly mom. Tell us that story, will you?
Well, she, we had her retirement account that we were managing, and she was in a pretty aggressive portfolio, but, you know, there's was a little bit more room to maybe take on a little bit more equity exposure. But she has an elderly mom, and that she's the only child for her mother. And so she was going to be soon inheriting those funds. And when she took a look at how her mom's assets were being invested, they were all in bonds. So when she took that into consideration, she really needs to factor in the money that she's going to be inheriting into her overall allocation. And it made us kind of pause and rethink how we should invest the retirement account that we had. And so we stepped it up and went more aggressive.
So at Rebalance IRA, if I contact you, if I call you, if I email you, what you do is you do a real assessment of what you have. So my great aunt just died and left me $1 million. And I don't know what to do with that $1 million. I call you. Do you really sit down with me, examine everything, figure out what to do? Do you do that for me?
Well, we'll look at everything holistically. So we will take that into consideration as that is now a part of the mix. And we will then evaluate if the funds that we're managing need to be rejiggered a little bit. And maybe we need to adjust how those funds are being managed.
And that applies no matter what the amount is. I used $1 million. I wish I had that great aunt. But the point is, if it's $1,000 or $10,000 or $50,000, what about a life insurance policy? Somebody names you as the beneficiary on a life insurance policy. What do you do then?
Well, it's all part of what Sally's talking about with portfolio hygiene. It needs to be factored in. And what we always find, Sally's always telling me stories about, she conducts a first-year call with all of our clients, a second-year call, a third. Every 12 months, she makes a point to get on the phone with every client, Sally or a member of her team, and go through this process. And that's why she calls it portfolio hygiene, because there's usually something that happened during the year that might not be of any consequence to the client. Client may think it's nothing, no big deal. But when we hear it, because this is what we're trained to do, we say, wait, that's very important. That actually might make this assumption we had different, like the case of Dale, who found out that if you consider both portfolios together, her allocation was out of whack. So it's all about making sure that on a regular basis, learning about people's life changes. So we recommend everybody just take stock once a year and look at everything they've got.
Okay, speaking of really test driving, okay, and I love this expression which you have taught me, that you should take your advisor for a test drive. Just like you try out a car, why not an advisor? What does that mean?
Well, I think that, you know, if you are going to be having somebody manage your money, you want to make sure that you've made the right decision, that you're going to be put in, that you're going to be, first of all, paid attention to, right? That they're going to hear you out. They're going to put you in the right investments based on where you are in your life, and that they are going to be charging you the least amount of fees. You know, fees are very important, and they can erode your returns. So why not then, you know, if you want to try somebody out, you might not want to give them everything. You don't want to jump in with both feet. But why not give them some of your assets to manage and evaluate then that how they're managing it compared to maybe how your other money is being managed? And then after a while, maybe evaluate and see if you should make some changes.
I have to go back to this question of fees, because Mitch has underlined each week the fact that 1%, which sounds like a very insignificant amount of money, really mounts up. Can you explain that to us?
It does. You know, I mean, do you want that 1% in your own pocket to compound over time and retire with more? Or do you want to be giving somebody else that 1%? Because when you've got a lot of time on your side, even though it's 1% today, it really can amount to a lot of money in the long run.
But John, back to this concept of the test drive that Sally was talking about. We're an advisor, and of course we like managing people's money, and we compete against other advisors who are managing money for the same client. And you know, if you're everyday people listening to this show, you hear people like me talk, like Sally talk, or 100 other people talk, and everybody sounds, maybe many of them probably sound great, like they really know what they're doing, and man, that's the best idea. That's the best advisor. And so at a point you say, how do I know which one to use? Sally's recommending, you know, like you test drive a car, test drive the advisor. But where we really learned a lot was from a client named Ron. And Ron had a wife named Tammy. And he decided to test drive us against his wife's accounts over at Ameriprise with a broker at Ameriprise. And I think, Sally, it was the way that he did it that really enlightened us in terms of a very intelligent way to test drive an advisor, because you really have to do this in a diligent way to get a good result. Otherwise, you're comparing apples to oranges. So I don't know if you want to talk about that, or I can talk about how Ron did this, but I just thought it was brilliant, and we actually think everybody who's giving us a try should do that.
So, Sally, what did Ron do?
Well, what he did is they had a number of accounts, and so he chose to give us one of his wife's accounts that was managed in the same manner that his retirement account was managed. So, to what Mitch said, you know, you want to make sure that it's apples to apples. You obviously don't want to be comparing how our portfolio is doing to one that is a lot more aggressive or a lot more conservative. So what they did is they gave us her retirement account, and we managed that for a year. And he kept his account over at Ameriprise, which was managed in a very similar manner. And then when we had our annual call and he looked at the returns, he was really amazed by kind of the shortfall in his account. And it was mainly due to the fees that were being stripped out of his account to manage. And so at that point, he really decided that he got very disenchanted with Ameriprise and wanted that money for himself. So he took his other three accounts and moved them over for us to manage as well.
And Mitch, you've made this point, differentiating between what you do and what a broker does. And maybe this is a good time to just restate that so we're crystal clear.
Well, yeah. So the key here was that the Ameriprise broker had for his wife's accounts a stock bond allocation, bond funds and stock funds, at 60-40. And actually, we didn't think that was appropriate. And we told Ron, we don't think that's appropriate. But if you're going to compare us to them, let's use their allocation, and we'll do a 60-40 allocation so that it's apples to apples, because bonds operate and get different returns than stocks. So if you have differences, you're not getting a great comparison. So we kept the allocations the same. As Sally mentioned, they're 2% in fees as opposed to the a third of the amount that we were charging really made a big difference in the returns. Same stock bond allocation, and we were selected. But the point was, Ron did a test drive, and he did a very, very accurate representation and apples to apples, and we helped him do it. May the best advisor win. But we really like this idea of a test drive.
I think it makes a lot of sense. Now, in summary on this, then, really taking a test drive with whoever you work with is critical, and that includes Rebalance IRA. Is that correct?
Yeah. And one more thing, John. Here's what Ron did also. There's a difference in how certain advisors manage money and the amount of taxes that are paid, because certain advisors do lots of trading. And as they do a lot of trading, it generates taxable income. So what Ron did was he looked at the taxable income generated on each account, and he used his own tax rate and deducted that from the returns as well. That's where we really were able to shine, because we don't do very much trading at all. But that's another factor: fees, taxes, allocations. Do the right thing with the test drive. And we've been helping lots of clients do that after we learned this from Ron and his wife.
Now, we have to take another break, but when we come back, I want you to tell us the story of Sarah in New York, whose husband passed away. She was worried. How did we resolve that problem? I'm John Rothman.
And I'm Mitch Tuckman.
And you are listening to the Retire With More program. Yes, that is our goal, that we all retire with more. Do you know how you will retire? Have you saved enough? Are you doing the most with the money you've saved? If you have questions about these and other retirement issues, come to the Rebalance IRA website. Get a free hour with a highly trained advisor who can answer your questions, show you if you are on track, and give you some simple advice that could help you retire with more. Just come to RebalanceIRA.com or call 877-IRA-4IRA and get a free consultation with an advisor.